Analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Whatever securities you believe you may own, you're not the actual owner, and when the derivative markets collapse, everything can be taken from you. Fitz warns of the urgency of securing financial control and the top three threats to wealth that demand immediate attention. Story ATA glance. David Webb, a former hedge fund investor, has written a book called The Great Taking, as well as filmed a documentary by the same name. His book and film detail how the Federal Reserve influences financial markets, and how its money creation has outpaced economic growth of the U.S., which is a huge red flag indicating that the velocity of money is collapsing. Central bankers and other globalists have carefully planned the coordinated takedown of the financial system using highly sophisticated strategies, including the manipulation of derivative markets. Whatever securities you believe you may own, you're not the actual owner of, and when the derivative markets collapse, everything can be taken from you. While Webb's work raises serious concerns, there are other more pressing issues that need our attention. Priority number one is ensuring we have control over our financial transactions. We need to help state legislators to protect financial transaction freedom. North Dakota has a sovereign state bank, and the Florida state legislature is getting ready to introduce legislation for state banking in the state of Florida. All states need to do this, as it's one of the primary ways to protect the financial freedom of all citizens. Priority number two is building and securing food freedom, and number three is transparency and education. We need to educate people about the severity of what's coming, so that we can, en masse, begin to make different choices. The video above features repeat guest Catherine Austin Fitz, a finance expert, and founder and president of the Solari Report. She's one of the wisest persons out there when it comes to understanding finances and how to protect your wealth in the face of this global wealth transfer. We also discuss the work of David Webb, 1. A former hedge fund investor and a good friend of Austin Fitz. He has written a book called The Great Taking, available for free as a PDF from thegreattaking.com, as well as a documentary by the same name, available on chd.tv, Rumble and YouTube. Webb's book and film detail how the Federal Reserve influences financial markets, and how its money creation has outpaced economic growth of the U.S., which is a huge red flag indicating that the velocity of money, the rate at which money is circulating through the economy, is collapsing. In short, a major financial depression is at hand, and when it all falls apart, we will lose everything. A financial coup is underway. Webb reveals how central bankers and other globalists have, for at least 5 decades or more, carefully planned the coordinated takedown of the financial system using highly sophisticated strategies, including the manipulation of derivative markets. Whatever securities you believe you may own, you're not the actual owner of, and when the derivative markets collapse, everything can be taken from you. At the end of it all, you truly will own nothing, as predicted, promised by the World Economic Forum, WEF. But there's more. In her annual wrap-up, Austin Fitz reviews what she calls the many great takings, because Webb only describes one of them. Wealth is also being stolen from us in dozens of other ways, and we need to understand them all if we are to protect ourselves with any amount of success. My focus is hugely on remedies, not problems, Austin Fitz says, and when it comes to remedies, you want to make sure you sequence your remedies against the enemy's various tactics. So, sequencing is very, very important when it comes to remedies. The important thing to understand about the great taking is that the World Economic Forum has told you what they're planning. It's 2030 and you have no assets. So the question is, exactly how are they going to strip you of your assets? What David is talking about is stripping you of your securities, but you need to worry about far more than just your securities. You need to worry about your bank, which he touches on and does a very good job of describing some of the history around banking. You have to worry about your real estate. You have to really worry about your precious metals and other currency alternatives. You have to worry about your business and your local investments, and then yes, you have to worry about your securities. David is focused on just securities, which is why we did this section called The Great Taking, that goes through everything. Top 3 priorities. While Webb's work may raise serious concerns, there are other more pressing issues that need our attention. Priority number 1, according to Austin Fitz, is ensuring we have control over our financial transactions. Her focus for 2024 is therefore to help state legislators in the U.S. to work with banks and citizens within its jurisdiction to protect financial transaction freedom. That's where pushback is critical, she says. If they can get financial transaction control, then they can take everything, and I mean, everything, including your children. If you dive in and look at the terms and conditions that some of these payment gateways are asking for now, you're giving them permission to go into your bank account and take everything. It's frightening. So, the number one thing to remedy against is financial transaction control. If you go to Solari, we have something called a financial transaction freedom memo. Print it out and start looking at all the things you can do to protect yourself from somebody controlling your financial transactions. If they get that, the great taking is on. They take everything. Real estate, securities, everything. So first and foremost, don't worry about your securities. Worry about your banking and your transactions. The second great taking is food and health. The push to control the food system is on because to control financial transactions, they also need to control food because, if you can get your food and energy outside the banking system, you can survive without their banking system. This is why we cannot allow a 100% digital financial system. The third great taking I'm concerned about is the real estate, because we see an extraordinary move being done to take control of the land, the real estate, including farmland, which is very much related to the food. There are all sorts of games that can be played with the banking system to default people on their mortgages, and of course, interest rates and inflation are part and parcel of that. As noted by Austin Fitz, the process of reducing the homeownership rate has been going on for decades. It's related to monetary policy, because inflation has doubled the average payment on the median price home in America over the last 4 or 5 years alone. So, the younger generation is being completely wiped out and cannot afford to buy homes. It's also related to another great taking, which is the fraudulent inducement of student loans. Most of the big banks are paying close to 0% for their capital, while students with loans are paying 5% to 9%, and those with credit card debt are paying 17%. It's an extraordinary differential in the cost of capital that's literally engineered into the system in a very unfair way, she says. A system to rob us of our security assets. Austin Fitz goes on to review Webb's background, and how he came to the discoveries he made. In summary, financial regulators have created a way, through the custodian system, of robbing 100% of the security assets as a senior creditor, most likely through a default of derivatives. Austin Fitz is not overly concerned about this, though, because while Webb believes a legal pathway has been created through the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, Austin Fitz and her experts don't think it'll stick. We are still looking for a UCC expert who can figure this out, she says. What Webb has proven, however, is that there has been an extraordinary effort by the financial regulators to assert control of all collateral. Austin Fitz believes this was done to keep the financial bubble going. The reason I'm not worried about a grab of the securities in the near future is because I think the way you grab assets is by getting financial transaction control to the banking system. She says, once you have that, you can do everything. You can take 100% of the assets, including securities. So, I think financial transaction control is coming faster. I think in terms of sequencing, a grab of all the securities is not near. What David would say is, if they get themselves in a corner, they have to do it. My feeling is they have so many ways out of a corner, it's not necessary. What they're going to do is what I've seen them doing, which is pushing for financial transaction control. But here's what's great about David's research. No one goes through the bother of doing what they've done if there's integrity in the system. I think David has proven, yet again, that the financial system is lacking integrity and is engineered to benefit a few at the expense of the many. The other thing I thought was very good about his book was, he describes the game in terms of insiders and outsiders to the banking system through the Great Depression, how your bank could fold. You lose your deposits, but you're still liable for your mortgage. And of course, that's how you get people's real estate. You abrogate your income obligations to them, but then you hold them accountable for their debts. There's no safe harbor for anyone. It's telling that Webb started this journey because he was trying to figure out how to protect his own family's wealth only to, in the end, realize there is no safe harbor, not even for a financial insider like himself. The system is completely rigged from every angle. The sober realization is that there's no getting away from this great taking. We must face it head on, and do the work necessary to change the system so that it protects everyone. Part of that work is to make our political representatives understand what is happening, and that it is in their own self-interest to protect financial freedom. Many of them are extraordinarily wealthy, and they too stand to lose everything if they don't take action. They're not insulated from this great taking. Like Webb discovered, there's no safe harbor for them either. Webb's contention is that the situation is salvageable, but we do need some kind of reset. Just not the great reset the globalists have planned. One possibility would be to implement a small tax on digital transactions, like a fraction of 1%. The revenues generated from that transactional fee could fund the government, doing away with income taxes, provided we don't have to engage in international wars. Top 3 financial drains. According to Austin Fitz, the top 3 things that are draining our wealth are tyranny. The use of environmentally damaging processes like industrial farming instead of regenerative farming, the hardware required for the control grid and the electromagnetic field radiation that goes with it, the control of innovation, which prevents cost savings. All 3 of these are alterable. We can eliminate these financial drains, but we can't start there. First, we need to secure our financial transaction freedom, because everything basically hinges on that. If we lose that, we've already lost everything else. 3 basic action items. Again, be sure to download Solari's Financial Transaction Freedom Memo. It details the problems and the solutions. Do what you're comfortable doing, Austin Fitz says. 1 is using cash. And when you use cash, start talking with local businesses and find ways of interacting locally that will give you more local resilience. And of course, the big one is food, because I don't know a way of getting food that is safe, other than knowing where it's coming from and knowing the people who are producing it. The 3rd thing you can do is to bring transparency, and this is really important. If you go to Solari, we've put together a list of short videos on CBDCs and financial transaction freedom. The first one is the 1-minute video of the head of the BIS basically saying we can make the rules centrally and enforce them centrally with CBDCs. The second one is Neil Kashkari, head of the Minneapolis Fed, one of the 12 Fed banks, saying, I can see why the Chinese would want this because it gives you complete surveillance and control. But why would Americans ever let this happen? If it's so bad that one of the Fed presidents is telling you you don't want it, that's very helpful. Then we have Bo Lee, deputy managing director of the IMF, talking about the programmability of money. So if they decide you can only eat bugs and no pizza, your money will only buy bugs. And then the last one is Richard Werner talking about a top central banker telling him that CBDCs, ultimately, will be a chip that they want to put in your hand. We need to tell people what's going on and help them understand how serious this is, because it's hard for many to fathom that somebody would want that kind of complete control. With AI and software, you can deliver that kind of complete control. With a very short video, 1 minute or less, people get it. And that's the point at which you can turn to your state legislators and your state banking association and say, okay, what are you guys going to do to make sure I don't end up like the Tennessee truckers? What's very interesting? The states have the power to assert complete sovereignty over the money and the cash flows within their area, and to protect them. Now, they haven't done it. And one of the reasons they haven't done it is the Treasury and the central banks have been very good at making it financially attractive to buy into the federal system. Eventually, it's going to be more important to be sovereign and free than to get another $2 billion in education. An education that requires you to teach your kids how to be sex slaves. So, one of the things you can do, bring transparency, but start working with your bankers, with your state bankers association, your state legislators, and encourage them to take the steps. And if you look at the Financial Transaction Freedom Memo, we list all the different things that a federal legislator can do. Why we need sovereign state banks. North Dakota already has a sovereign state bank, and the Florida state legislature is getting ready to introduce legislation for state banking in the state of Florida. Tennessee is looking at ways to create independent payment systems, and is in the process of starting a bullion depository and authorizing their treasurer to start buying gold and silver. These are just some of the strategies that can, and need, to be implemented by all states. As noted by Austin Fitz, the only way I can protect my individual sovereignty is if my state protects my financial sovereignty. And states can do that by implementing sovereign state banks that are not tied to the central banking system. If you have a sovereign state bank, what that means is, your citizens are paying taxes into your accounts, and you have the ability, working with the state banks and credit unions and financial institutions, to keep the transactions going so that the Treasury or the central bank can't lock you down or shut you down. I mean, that is amazing. If you also have a bullion depository, then you've got gold and silver reserves, and that makes it easier for other people in the state to have a depository they can trust, and that means they can start doing transactions with gold and silver, particularly if you take the sales tax off. Tennessee has taken the sales tax off gold and silver, and there's a big squabble now. Several states have put in bills making gold and silver legal tender, but do it in a way where the feds can't charge capital gains, so that you can use gold and silver as currencies locally. It's a great way to start a local currency. a building wealth reset. In conclusion, what we need to do, first and foremost, is to regain and safeguard our control of our financial transactions. Next, we need what Austin Fitz refers to as a building wealth reset, a reset of the financial system that allows us to build both living equity, health, and financial equity. And we can do that. While it may seem as though we're on a speed train headed for a brick wall, and that we have no way to get off, that may simply be an illusion. We probably have far more choice than we think. During my litigation, against the government, I had many different attorneys, and they would surround me and say, "You have to do this, you have no choice." Austin Fitz says. And I would say, "I refuse. I'm not going to do that. That's a choice." And then, what would happen? Suddenly, an option would open up that wasn't there before. In other words, my refusal to go down the pathway that I had no choice created a new choice. Remember that as you move forward. Refusing to be part of the system may seem impossible, but the very act of making the choice to refuse may be the very thing that opens up brand new possibilities and options. Certainly, there are paths to victory, beginning with getting state leadership to get on board with sovereign state banking.